This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Trump has asked for Kagan to resign, and the reason being is the Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg violated the code of conduct for federal judges when she tried to trash him, and she talked about why he shouldn't be president, essentially. And that's not the role of a Supreme Court Justice. And everybody is, like, shocked that they would do that. She stepped outside of what her role is, Ruth Bader Ginsburg did, and kind of shot herself in the foot, if you ask me. But the code states federal judges should not publicly endorse or oppose a candidate for public office. That's very clear. Okay, that's real clear. You don't need, 100 hearings, 84 reports, and to go to the Supreme Court to determine that that was inappropriate, that she did. Well, here's the problem. She doesn't want Trump as president. That's fine. She's entitled to her personal opinions kept to herself. But let's say he becomes president. So Trump becomes president, and she is still on the Supreme Court, albeit she's 83 years old. And let's say there's a case involving the government or involving something of Trump or involving whatever. She would have to recuse herself on every single court case. Or, certainly you would request and require that she be recused on every case involving either the federal government, the president, or Trump personally. And what if we had a full court, which was 9 justices, and she had to recuse herself? That would be back to the 4-4 vote. And it's just not a good thing. She really messed in her nest when she did that, trust me. And so now he's calling her judgment an issue here and saying she needs to resign, 83 years old, maybe. Or maybe she just doesn't give a rip anymore, She could say, look, I'm 83 years old. I don't care. And Trump has now sued $10 million, sued a former aide for $10 million because he disclosed information from his running for president, his campaign. And I think it's interesting because this rarely happens. People sign, that they will not disclose information, but oops. They are unpaving roads that can't be fixed. Now, that's a Wired magazine story. Unbelievable. They saved $120,000 by unpaving their streets. The repairs would have been $1.3 million in Montpelier. The decision to blow up a U.S. citizen with a robot was improvised in less than 20 minutes. That's danger red flag. Right there comes under the Kigali principles. Think about it. What they did last week, last Thursday, comes under the Kigali principles. I wish there was some international lawyer that would call me and tell me, Joyce, this is just a bad dream. You've interpreted this too severely. Maybe John Jones would call us. He's an attorney. He understands this stuff. And I got to tell you, I'm really worried about this because under the Kigali principles, being that we are a UN country, we have a UN army, we supply money to the United Nations, we can kill civilians if they're harming other civilians. And that's probably the category they used. Is lymph node removal surgery really necessary? If you were thinking about that, to have a lymph node removed, read that article in the email blast. Taking painkillers for just 14 days, 2 weeks, increases heart attack risk. Not good. And eating selenium-rich foods, including shellfish, nuts, and onions, decreases the risk of liver cancer. And the FDA is now warning about Beneful. They're doing studies and really looking into Beneful dog food. You can read that in the email blast in the Power Hour News section. For ethoxyquin and melamine. Anyway, they're saying danger red flag when it comes to Purina's Beneful. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Howard Strauss is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about grounding this hour and other things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Joyce Riley and the Power Hour.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for joining us, Caring About Your World. We're going to be talking today to Lisa Bedford. She is a survival mom. She has amazing children. She's an amazing mother. They have an amazing family. And they want to help you understand what it is to get ready. Because we need to be ready regardless, no matter who it is, what it is. We need to be prepared. And we need to take some instruction from people that have done it, because that's the best way to find out what works and what doesn't work. I talked to a friend last night, a man who is had just been canning his own salsa yesterday, all by himself, just canning his salsa. And then we've got people like Alex who Kleinfelter, who cans, seems like, all day long, every day. She makes so many things herself. Well, we've got to take a little guidance from some of the people that have done it, because they help us to understand maybe some of the shortcuts, and that's always an issue, the shortcuts of what to do. We're waiting for Lisa Bedford, but I'll tell you what, I am going to Let me take a couple of phone calls right now while we're waiting to get Lisa on the line. Blake, I think there was a second email there with a different phone number for Lisa from Catherine. See if you can find that, if you don't mind. I think there is a different phone number for her. We had a change real late. So if you can get that, I'd appreciate that. Let's take a couple of phone calls while we're waiting then. Of course, now I got him trying to find Lisa and got and taking phone calls also. But if you have a question or comment about anything in the news, this UN thing has me really spooked. So if you have a concern about that, give us a call at the Power Hour. I'd like to hear from a couple of people until we get her phone number. Do you have the phone number, Blake, there? If not, I've got it. I can give it to you offline. Okay, offline. 602-615-7380. Got it? Okay, all right. So while we're waiting for Lisa, maybe I'll get another phone call in. I'd like to know, is there anybody out there that can put me at rest that this United Nations issue is not perhaps a result of why we saw a robot being used to kill someone and or other conflicts in other countries that are going on independent of the United States, because now they don't need to contact the United Nations since we're all under United Nations control, of course. I say with, you know, I say guarded, but unfortunately, that is about true. We are affected in every way, shape, and form by the United Nations. So I'd like to hear from somebody who has a concern about that as much as I do, or that can put that concern to rest and say, it's not that big a deal, because it sure seems from my perspective. The other thing I want to remind you is July 1st. The new California regulations took effect, and all children going into the school system will be vaccinated with every single vaccine available, it seems like, or recommended by the state or recommended by the CDC. Your children will have to have those if they go into school. So do we have one phone call we could take at 855? Okay, John in Missouri. John in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, while we're waiting for Lisa Bedford. Go ahead, John.
Good morning. You bring up so many good topics, Joyce. Where do you start and where do you stop?
Yeah. Thank you.
I look at this because being in Missouri, we've learned that if you look at
Okay, back
this
off your phone a little bit. Back off your phone. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that. We look at Missouri, and there's Missouri had four constitutions. One constitution was declared unconstitutional because they were U.S. citizens. Lincoln invaded the state and made everyone sign a loyalty oath. Now, if you look at everybody today, most everyone claims that they're a U.S. citizen. I learned from Derry Brownfield, but I didn't quite grasp it. We're state citizens. He knew it. He just didn't explain it in the words I could understand. Now, On the monetary end of it, as we watch, they talk about gold, but they darn sure don't talk about silver. Now, I read a lot more about silver, such a hotter commodity than gold is, but they, and I watched some, almost where they sit there and talk about the market on the news, and they darn sure didn't cover silver. I think there's a lot going on there that we don't know about. So.
Right, I agree. Now, this United Nations story in which they have these new Kigali principles, do you not find that to be of concern that they sort of just kind of like said, oh, and by the way, to protect the people, we will do whatever we can, and we do not need any UN support on that?
Yes, a huge concern. But a big part of that concern is you have to be in their jurisdiction. Are you in their country? Are you in their jurisdiction? We've been studying jurisdiction for a long time, but just haven't grasped how they twisted and turned the jurisdiction around. Now, it's kind of hard to believe. I think the man with that that you got in Texas that you talked about, I can't remember. You were going to study. They were everybody. You wanted everybody to study his book.
Oh, AmericaAgain.net.
Yeah. See, and I think he's got a pretty good grasp on it, and I don't know that, you know, where we're going to go with it, but I know we do have to do something. We have to claim that we're not a, at least my belief is we have to claim we're not a U.S. citizen. We're a state citizen.
That's right. I think that's to begin with. Yeah, absolutely. To begin with, that's number one where you start. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it, John. Thank you. And let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What do you think about it?
Hello, young lady. Two quick thoughts for you. One, as far as the young man that you were interviewing that hung up on you, one, I had to thank you for having him on. For one, you exposed him. You called his bluff. And he realized it, and so he decided, okay, enough of this. So I have to thank you for exposing
that. Well, thank you. You know, I look at these interviews both ways, because sometimes when I get a book, I don't know if the guy really is sincere or if he has been put up to writing the book and is a way to get, you know, the nose under the tent. And but I like to flush them out. And if they want to hang up, more power to them.
Well, it's better to flush them out rather than just simply let them stay on there and start getting stalemated.
Okay.
After all, they're paid tools. Now, as for that Mandela thing, I have a strange question for you, rather briefly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Say, for example, you, of course, it could be technical. Don't get me wrong. I could be wrong about that. You watch a show on TV, and sometime later on, you'd swear you saw that same show with the same people on it that were being interviewed, such as a late-night talk show. But yet, when you look at the menu guide, it says it's a new one, it's not a repeat. And you'd swear you've seen it before, and it's not a case of deja vu.
Huh.
Now, would that not be classified as the aspect of Mandela effect?
Well, you know, I don't know, but I think there are so many things other than scripture identification or scripture verses that we can say appear to be Mandela effect. We may, you know, I just think that there's something going on here that's much
there
deeper,
is.
Much bigger. Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
and those
is.
People, I just want to say that those people that think, oh, I'm dealing with the devil and blah, blah, blah. No. It is good to ask questions. It is good to ask questions.
Well, if anything, Joyce, if they say that you're dealing with the devil with researching this stuff, excuse me, maybe you're exposing the so-called devil.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're exposing it.
A power.
I mean,
this world.
Exactly. It's, what you're doing is you're exposing what's really going on. And if people say that you're dealing with it, maybe, I hate to say it, but there is such a thing as sock puppets or trolls that claim that you're doing one thing, and actually, in fact, you're actually doing people a favor by exposing it.
Good point. Hey, thank you very much, Francis. Good point. Thank you, dear. You know, and it's not about me. It's about, like, Doreen's the one that brought me the information. Doreen is the one that set us up and told us about this and helped us understand. It's all about the truth. Now, we can examine the Mandela effect. If it bothers you and you don't want to talk about it, you don't want to deal with it, fine. But so many people are wanting to know what it is that have not heard the original Doreen Hanna show. The bottom line is, of Mandela, is that it is that people remember something that wasn't so or didn't happen that way. And the best example I can give you of the one that I cannot put down is the scripture in the Bible, Isaiah 6:11, that says, and the blank will lie down with the lamb. What is the blank that will lie down with the lamb? You ask 99 out of 100 people and they will tell you the lion. Well, the scripture verse, according to Isaiah, is it 6:11 or 11:6? 11:6. Isaiah 11:6 says, the wolf will lie down with the lamb. I don't ever remember hearing that. Now, that's one example of what I think the Mandela effect is. And the use of certain words in the Bible, like matrix in the Old Testament. How many people remember matrix being used in the Old Testament? I never did. And I'm not saying I was a researcher of scripture, but I never remember seeing that word or reading that word. Be that as it may, it's there now. All right, Blake, do we have any other callers? We're unable to. TJ in Minnesota. TJ, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, TJ.
Yes, esteemed veteran nurse. It's me again. No, they're back engineering information here. And people can't remember shit these days. I mean, they tried to use robots on my good brother Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge in the 70s or whenever.
Oh, that's
this
right.
This is not news.
That's right. That's right. They did, TJ. Hey, stay right there. We got a break.
I will.
Okay, we got a 4-minute break. We'll be right back. And what was your rank, TJ?
I'm an E6 Army retiree, former Navy NOMBET CB.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to finish up with TJ in Minnesota, then we're going to go to our guest, Lisa Bedford, the survival mom, in just a second. I love that. TJ, go ahead with what you were going to say.
Well, they know that people don't remember anything anymore, thanks to chemtrails and other genetically modified crap they consume every day. And so they just back engineer the information, call it news, and say, wow, aren't we something? I have a question, Catherine. You had that list from today's the big funeral in the Twin Cities here. And you gave a list of places, and I didn't get the whole list, and I don't have internet, I'll guarantee you.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You call the power hour.
Are the Twin Cities mentioned?
Yes, Minneapolis is mentioned. Okay, yeah, and you can call the power hour. I'll get that out there later, the power hour, in case anybody else has any questions. But don't blame them right now if they don't have it, because I haven't provided it to them, okay?
And I've got Isaiah 11 out here right now, 11:6. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the kid, the baby goat.
That's
now,
right.
This is a new American Standard. I got so many Bibles around here.
I know. It goes back to 1600 and goes back to the Geneva.
What comes before is a lot of tribulation that we're already
in. Okay, well, we're not going to talk about that right now. Okay, you're right. I agree. You're right about that. I want to go to our guests, though, but thank you very much, TJ.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
All right.
And I'll be
thank
out.
You, dear. Thank you, dear. Over and out. Thank you. All right, we're going to talk to Survival Mom Lisa Bedford. She has written a book. This is a great book for you guys to get started with that really just have said, we need to do this, honey, we need to do this. Well, this is the reason to do it. You get the Survival Mom story and everything you need to know to keep your family safe and secure no matter what. Don't you like that little promise? Anyway, the Survival Mom Lisa Bedford started her blog when she realized that all the literature on survival and preparedness was written by men for men. And she'd been a teacher and a trainer. And so she decided to put her own book together. And her website is thesurvivalmom.com. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Hi, Joyce. It's great to be back.
Well, we are so glad to have you back again because, you know, people are taking a second look at survival. It's becoming a little bit more realistic. Yeah. Do you hear that also?
You know, recently I've been getting more inquiries than ever from people all over the world, from Denmark to South Africa, Kenya, of course, you know, within the United States. And there are signs of just a very just unsettling problems and issues in every country. And so, yes, people are starting to think, well, what can I do? And somehow they find the survival mom.
Well, that's wonderful. You say from all over the world. Why would people,
absolutely.
Well, we know about Paris and we know what happened in Bangladesh and those places, but why are people all over the world getting concerned about this? Is it because of terrorism? Is it because of hurricanes, flooding? Why do you think they're why do they say they're contacting you?
You know what, sometimes they don't tell me, and other times they have just looked at events around them. You mentioned Paris, Germany, you know, just being flooded with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of immigrants. And, you know, Joyce, there are a lot of stories that we're not hearing, and I'm hearing them firsthand from people who live in Europe, friends who live in Germany, and they're telling me a little bit different story than even what's covered, even in alternative news sources.
Oh, we want to hear. What are they telling you? Seriously, though, Lisa, that really gets my interest. What are they talking about? What's happening over there?
You really are a journalist at heart, aren't you?
I'm a truth seeker. I'm selfish. I want to know.
Yes. Well, one of my dear friends, she's German. Her parents still live in Germany. And her dad told her that the Germany that she grew up in, he said, I don't fear so much for myself. I fear for my grandkids. And he remembers the days when West and East Germany were reunited. And he said he completely expects that he will be required by the German government to provide housing for immigrants, just as a lot of people were required to do that during the whole reunification process. In Denmark, these Scandinavian countries, they've been overrun. One person I spoke with in Sweden told me a story about living in a tiny village, 200 and some people. And he said within a matter of just a few weeks, the population due to the immigrants had increased by 800%. And the Swedish government said, you deal with it. So
wow.
there are a lot of things like this that are just, you know, very unsettling. And so
okay, you know, we got a break.
And it changes.
We got a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. My guest is Lisa Bedford, thesurvivalmom.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. You know, we talked in the last hour about the conflict map. There is a conflictmap.org, and there's also one at the Council on Foreign Relations website that is the list of conflicts going on around the world. There's really hundreds of them if we were to know the truth, but officially 20 to 37, depending on which list you look at. Well, these things are affecting the people. The people are getting concerned. They're wanting to take care of themselves, which is, to me, the most honorable thing anyone can be doing. And even more honorable than that is people like Lisa Bedford, who help you to get organized and get started in this survival issue. So, you know, the reason why we are doing this, I think, Lisa, is just as important as how to do it, because your book has all the information. And I want to encourage everybody to go to your website and get the book. It's over 300 pages of information on how to get started, what to do, prepare the home for a natural disaster, power out situation, what to do about food storage and personal protection. Now, this is written from a mom's perspective, because there's enough guy stuff out there to scare you to death, but there's a lot of good stuff, like from the survival mom. So the reason why to do this, Lisa, I don't know. I mean, if we can get people to understand why, we can get them to get your book and do this, but they have to feel that it's important first. Am I correct?
That's right. And, you know, that's where it starts, Joyce, because a lot of times fear gets a bad rap. My website has never been fear-mongering. The book is not fear-mongering. But at the same time, if it wasn't for a little bit of fear, how many of us would actually go to and get a mammogram every year or two? You know, I mean, how many men would go and get a prostate exam? You know, there's just a little bit of fear that compels us to actually do some pretty smart things. And once you start taking action, you know, you make that doctor's appointment, you get that emergency bag, set up, and you have, you know, some food stored, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks worth. And all of a sudden you sit back and it's like, okay, I have a handle on this. I've taken action. The power and the peace actually comes with the action. As long as you sit frozen in that fear, then that's right. That is very counterproductive. So that is not what I have ever preached. You have to put action and to really put those fears in place.
And so once you do understand why you're doing it, and really, I mean, in all, I think in the way that we look at this preparing thing is once you do prepare, you feel so much better. You feel so much more at peace.
Absolutely.
And you kind of like that undercurrent is settled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, when, in the earlier segment, we talked a little bit about concerns around the world. And I am so glad that, you know what, 6-7 years ago or so, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us here in America began to think more with a preparedness mindset. Most of us had never even thought that way before. And now that people around the world are beginning to say, uh-oh, now my world has suddenly become tumultuous. I don't know what the future brings, even the next few months are going to bring. And so, thankfully, for so many American websites and books, we have definitely trailed, kind of paved a path for them to follow.
That's right. All right, let's, the fact that there are like between 30 and 40 and 50 countries and with severe unrest, that may be one thing that concerns people, or it can be the weather situations. We've never seen so much flooding before, or whatever it is. Doesn't make any difference. It's just the power outage can be an irritability when it goes on past a day or maybe 4 hours. But it is, you know, it's things that we need to address. So the book, I can, you know, if we did nothing but a program that said, get this book, get this book, get this book, I would feel comfortable because then I know people have got it in their hands. And they can, you've got so much in here. And I want to encourage you all to go to thesurvivalmom.com. Now, can people get this at Amazon also?
Yes, actually,
okay.
They can.
Okay.
They're going to get the best price there.
Okay, so it's at Amazon also. Now, let's talk about the mental part of this, first of all. You finally realize you need to do it. You're tired of the guilt of thinking something might happen to my family if I don't do this and I'll be responsible. So you move past the guilt part and you say, okay, it's the action time. Now how do people start putting one foot in front of the other and what do they do?
You know, the necessities fall into just, thankfully, just a few broader categories. And one thing to keep in mind as you begin to put things into place is that you're customizing a plan for your family, your household, and your circumstances. So, you know, it'll be very easy for a salesman to say, you need this, you know, 1 year's worth of freeze-dried food kit, you know, for a family of four, you know, now hand me $8,000. Some people can and will do that, but a lot of people just can't. So you start small, and that's what I did. So you want them to think about, well, what do I do about water? Water is so uninteresting, and yet how many crises have there been just in the last year or two where entire cities were told you can't drink the water anymore? It's too dangerous in the case of West Virginia to even touch. So you start with water, and maybe you buy 3 or 4 cases of water when it's on sale for $3 or so. As you empty 2-liter soda bottles, you just rinse them out and refill them with water. You think about, what do I have? What kind of containers do I have where I could store water? That's a very easy place to start. The second place is at the grocery store. And yes, freeze-dried food lasts longer. It's I really promote it for that reason. But start where you can. And for most people, honestly, it's at Kroger. It's at their grocery store. So you start with things like canned tuna, canned chicken, canned soup. If you buy the store brand, no problem. You know, you're working with your budget, and your budget isn't the same as anyone else's. And when you get food and water, you know, set aside, and you want to make sure that food is set aside. If you keep, you know, reaching into it meal after meal, then pretty soon you don't have food storage anymore. But those would be two places. And then another, I think, in a, depending on your schedule and what your life is like, you'll also want to equip your vehicle. Because there's so many different emergencies that happen when we're in our vehicle and we're out and about and all of a sudden we're stranded, there's traffic jam. In the case of these protests, there are bridges that are being shut down. And so, you know, drivers and families en route to one place or another, they're stuck.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have so many flashlights, I can't close that little drawer in the front, you know, whatever that thing is. I got so many weird flashlights of every kind. But the beauty is, though, you want to be prepared for whatever. Now, hopefully, things will never happen. You'll eventually have to change the batteries because they were never used, and that's great, and that's wonderful. But, you know, things like having blankets. I have a whole plastic container of stuff in my car of things that I can use and I can pull out. And all that does is make me sleep better at night and feel more secure when I'm on the road.
Joyce, I'm a big fan of decluttering and simplifying. I cannot bring myself to get rid of even a single blanket. I have blankets in every closet in my living room or everywhere. So we're going to stay warm. They're versatile, so that's for sure. And here, you know, in the summertime, you want to think in terms of survival. Three elements. One is air movement, shade, and water. So in your vehicle, if you can have maybe one or two smaller battery-powered fans, for example, that could be a lifesaver. A squirt bottle or a spray bottle with water. And you have
That is such a great idea. Oh, let's talk about
those
that again.
A battery-powered fan.
Oh, my goodness. That's on my list for today. Battery-powered fan. That is wonderful. I mean, the last thing you want is to be sweltering when somebody's coming to you with a problem and you're trying to think and you can't think because you're so hot. A battery-powered fan. And then you said a spray bottle. Oh, that would be great. That we can put our neutralizer in. We have neutralizer here at the Power Mall. Neutralizer and water in or whatever, but a spray bottle that would work for, number one, spraying it on your face if you need to, or a bottle to drink if you need to.
That's right. Because between the airflow and the water and some shade, you really can lower your body temperature. And that is especially important for babies, for toddlers, elderly people, because not every body works and functions to cool down in the most efficient way. And that's why little babies, you know, they get so red, you know, when hot weather, and it's because their bodies just cannot cool off the way ours can. So if you have people in the family that fit into those categories or the chronically ill, it's especially important to keep them cool.
Man, and I think all the times that my air has gone out here and I run around the house so hot and I don't even think about a spray bottle, that would feel so good. I'm going to go back to the spray bottle and the battery-powered fan all day long, I think. That is really excellent. I mean, just those comfort items. Now, they may save your life also, but they're comfort items. And to spray them on, you know, let the kids spray each other. I mean, that'll be great. Okay, so comfort items versus absolute necessity items. Should we set a budget or do like I do? Every time I go to the store, if I'm getting Q-tips, I get two packages of Q-tips and put one away. If I'm getting alcohol or peroxide, hydrogen peroxide, I get two of them and put one away.
I do the same. In every family, again, every household is going to be different. So I would do the same. I would just throw in, especially if something was on sale. And the nice thing about that method is that you could conceivably stock up on enough flossers. You could stock up on enough maybe laundry detergent to last for 6 months or much longer. You know, when it's really on sale, you know, I might buy three or four bottles of laundry detergent. As far as the budget goes, that really just kind of depends. And what I have found is that if you can look for places in your budget to cut back, and it could be by changing a cell phone plan, for example. But just let's see, you know, where can we cut back? And then just watch those dollars add up, even if it's just $10 a week. you know, $10 a week can buy an awful lot of canned food.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, again, you do what you can. And this is a long process. Don't get frustrated. If after a month you look at your, you know, little meager collection of cans and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, I hope the world doesn't end tomorrow because I'm not ready. It's a long process. And so just be patient with yourself. Do what you can. Shop garage sales. Shop dollar stores. On my website, I have a list of things to look for every time you go to a yard sale or a thrift store. So I actually prefer buying things that aren't brand new. Very often you'll actually get much better quality on things like hand tools. I was able to buy an amazing heavy-duty jacket for my husband at an estate sale for $10. So I like to cut corners on my spending whenever I can.
Mm-hmm. I've got a favorite thrift store I go to here, and I'll tell you, I'm always finding something in there that I have to have, can't live without, and need for survival. And it may be just a can opener. I cannot tell you the number of can openers I have, but can you imagine what a pain that would be without a can opener trying to use a knife to cut open a can? I mean, there's other ways to do it, I know that, but still, the idea, though, is it's so inexpensive to have an extra $3.95 can opener. Or, one by hand, of course. And these items, then to have to find out the hard way. And so then what you do is you turn your electricity off on Friday night and do it for 3 days or 2 days and see how everybody lives. And then you're going to find out for sure what you don't have that you need.
That's right. There's nothing quite like a drill. And if I could, I'd like to just mention a new type of training that I started just about 5 weeks ago.
Oh, and please, yes.
Actually, well, Joyce, I was getting concerned about the number of people who have started off prepping and become sidelined. And I did myself for a while. And our website is Preppers, with plural, preppersuniversity.com. And we offer a 10-week, very intense course. I mean, we have speakers such as FERFAL, Fernando Aguirre, who lived through Argentina's economic collapses. One of our speakers recently was Dr. Arthur Bradley. He's an EMP expert. We have webinars in food storage and water purification. We have one coming up next week with a man who his whole career is just as an emergency responder at a very high level. So we offer our students these webinars and assignments. They have to-do lists and weekly challenges and podcasts. So it's a really big package, but my goal, Joyce, was at the end of 10 weeks, we would have a group of almost 130 students this very first term that were really prepared. It's not like they did a little bit half-heartedly and then they get scared, and they do a little bit more half-heartedly and then, you know, the fear goes away and then they stop prepping. So our goal was just to focus on something different every week, whether it's power outage readiness, natural disaster readiness, through a whole 10-week curriculum. And the package we put together, I'm really proud of. So we start our next session September 11th, and all of the details are at preppersuniversity.com.
Okay, Preppers, plural, university.com, preppersuniversity.com. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The hard part's been done for you. It's been laid out for you. Now you just sign up, become a student, pay your money, and take the course and take it seriously. This is a great thing for homeschool children, or especially non-homeschool children who may not have any background in this to do. So I want to encourage you to do that. Preppers, plural, university.com, and get the book Survival Mom at Amazon or thesurvivalmom.com, because you're never going to be sorry that you prepared.
No.
Trust me, you'll never be sorry. I am not sorry I bought an extra can opener. I am not sorry I bought some cans of evaporated milk. I'm not sorry I bought, you know, dog food in larger amounts so that I can have it. But do turn over your stock, though. Remember to turn over your stock. Don't waste it. Because if you save it for, you know, 10 years, I don't think your dog's going to want it, and you aren't either. You know, it's just you want to use that stuff up. But every time you buy a can of tuna, buy two or four or whatever you can afford. And especially the canned goods. I did that one time. I went to one of those cheapo stores, and I said, okay, this is going to be for my survival stock. Bought a case instead of one, and I'm getting all these cases of stuff there, and it was much, much cheaper. And the sooner you buy it, the cheaper it's going to be. Because we know food prices are going up, don't we, Lisa?
You know, food prices are going up, but it's disguised very often by the smaller containers. And you just start looking at the smaller cans of tuna, you know, I used to have a recipe. It called for, you know, so many ounces of tuna. And now I look at my cans of tuna and I'm being shorted, you know, by an ounce and a half or so. So that's the sneaky way that food inflation happens.
That's right. That's right. And it's all about your coming to your point of reckoning, of saying this is something we need to do, because electricity can go out in a heartbeat. We lost ours last night. And it happened, you know, and you need to know immediately. You know, make a game of it. Turn off, you know, when the power goes out, tell the children they have, you know, 2 minutes to find a flashlight or fire extinguisher. Or whatever. Make a game of it. Think how fun that would be for kids to play that with their parents and learn at the same time. And the parents will learn, too. An extra dollar flashlight. I've been seeing a bunch of the stores having dollar flashlights now. Now, granted, it's not top-of-the-line stuff, but it still works, doesn't it? It's there, and you can never have too much of it during a time like that. And one thing I always recommend is those headlamps. Do you have the headlamps in your survival stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Start using one just one time and you'll be sold.
Yes. All you need to do is fix your dog food one time down in the dark in a lonely basement, and you will appreciate it a lot. Trust me. I've been there, done that. Okay, so you've got Preppers University. You've got the book now for people to use. And then it comes down to just doing it. And if you make it fun, not scary, nobody wants to be scared. Everybody's trying to scare us, and we don't want that. We just want to know that when we go to bed at night, things are going to be okay. All right, any other things in that we have missed, major areas? I mean, food, water, everything, we know that. So why don't I take some phone calls? If you out there, some of you women that have started prepping, and women especially, but, you know, we let the guys call in too. Give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. You can talk to Lisa Bedford here at the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs solutions. The Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. The stock market's up 116. All things are doing great in Wall Street, but we're getting prepared here at the Power Hour. I've got to tell you, Lisa has said some things here that really have made me think, and I thought I was prepared. But you know, Lisa, I have got every kind of surgical bandage and every kind of bandage made. I've got every kind of piece of surgical equipment. I could do surgery in my living room if I had to. And here you told me about this battery-powered fan. And I'm like, gosh, that is such a neat idea. You know, because when you get really, really hot, the body needs to cool down. And that's an emergency kind of thing. As a nurse, I hadn't even thought about.
Yeah, that is, they're available on Amazon. You can get them in different sizes. Make sure you have batteries. So if you're, you know, on really hot days in the summertime, or even just stuffy days, you know, you want to make sure you have enough batteries set aside, maybe rechargeable batteries possibly.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we got phone calls here. We got a bunch of them. And Ann in Independence, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Ann. You're on with Lisa.
I would suggest getting solar yard lights that take a AA battery that you can snitch and put in your AA flashlight or your AA radio, and then you'll be ready to go always. And you can get solar venting fans and just use those as a source of ventilation.
Oh, very good. Now, why would you need a solary light in your yard? Why would you need to put a battery in it, though?
Well, when we buy our solar lights that we like to have our little yard lights, just make sure that they're sized out not to some exotic battery size. But if you look, you can see that they're just a AA inside there. Those are the ones you want. So that if you have to, you can snitch them and use them for your radio or your flashlight that you're going to size to be a AA also.
Got it. Okay, very good. Thank you so much for the phone call, Ann. Let's go to Curly in Texas. Curly, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Lisa Bedford.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're blessed. Go ahead, please, Curly.
Okay. I do chuck wagon catering. Obviously, I cook in Dutch ovens, and it's something that I've talked to a lot of people that do a lot of prepping. It's one of the things that a lot of people think, well, I'm just going to cook on my stove. You know, you don't have electricity. Obviously, that's not going to happen. If you don't have gas, eventually you're going to run out of gas. And so a lot of people, you know, kind of scratch their head when you pose that question to them. So having used Dutch ovens and fed, you know, about 25,000 people out of Dutch ovens catering, it's one of those things that I highly recommend, because you can take them with you, and in the middle of a national forest or in the middle of a ranch, you know, a quarter of a million acre ranch, I can feed whoever I want to. And it's just a matter of having a source of fuel, which you can use charcoal methods. You know, regular charcoal briquettes, or you know, a hardwood pipe fire, coals from it, or even cooking with softwood, which I've done before. It's a little harder, but it can be done. I can make breads, I can make cookies, pies, roasts. I can cook virtually anything in a Dutch oven on a chuck wagon out in the middle of, you know, God's green earth.
That is awesome.
As a chef can do in a regular
kitchen. Yeah, that is amazing. I hadn't thought about that. Now, what you have a business called what?
We do Chuck Wagon Catering.
And where is that located?
We actually are near San Antonio.
Okay, and do you have a website?
No, ma'am. It's just a word-of-mouth thing.
Okay, Chuck Wagon Catering. How do people contact you?
I will call back and leave my number at some point. I'm actually behind the wheel.
Okay. All right, because we like to support the people that listen to this program, and if you got a going thing there, that's awesome. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it, Curly. Thank you, and good luck to you. And give us your number for Chuck Wagon Catering. We're going to be back after this 1 minute, 10-second break with our guest, Lisa Bedford, and final call, Tim in West Virginia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Joyce Riley and the Power Hour.